With your Southeast Regional Ag News, I am Haley Shipp. This is the Ag Information Network. We're talking today about foreign ownership of U.S. agriculture land. It is a storyline that has just continued to develop here throughout the year. Farm state senators are now joining their House colleagues in trying to crack down on this sort of ownership. In June, House appropriators included a ban on Russia, China, North Korea, and Iran owning U.S. farmland in their annual USDA spending bill. Current federal law imposes no restrictions on foreign farmland ownership. It does require reporting. Now, Senators Tammy Baldwin, a Wisconsin Democrat, and Iowa Republican Chuck Grassley have introduced the Farmland Security Act.
Ensuring that the USDA is updating its website in real time. The bill also requires the Department of Agriculture to report to Congress on the impact that these foreign investments have on family farms, rural communities, and protecting our national food supply.
The USDA reports that China, Russia, and Iran accounted for a combined 200,000 acres of foreign-owned ag land here in 2019, China most of it largely by owning Smithfield Foods, but allies Canada, the Netherlands, Italy, and Germany hold the lion's share of foreign-owned U.S. ag land. This has been your Southeast Regional Ag Report.